Hi, I'm Lauren Groveman with a life coaching tip. Okay, so you know when you go to the gym and you have a lousy workout? You know those times when you don't sweat, when you don't feel that the workout was particularly effective or valuable because you didn't feel yourself stretch past your current ability. Times when you miss those visible signs that you applied enough effort to affirm your commitment to become more muscular and fit. Not just so that you can see a better version of the physical you, but to feel the satisfaction in knowing that you put your arms around the concept that discomfort is a good thing when the goal makes your well-being a priority. Well, why is it that the concept of applying effort and embracing discomfort in the gym is so applauded, and yet it's so hard to work on our insides with the same level of dedication? Well, guess what? Being flabby on the inside is every bit as consequential as being unfit on the outside. Think of your inner gym, where the workout is about learning ways and then practicing how to handle the uncomfortable, the awkward, the hard times of life in a way where you get to see a better version of yourself because of your new outer choices, which, by the way, felt pretty uncomfortable to do. And by creating a new inner dialogue where you actually encourage yourself, instead of buying into an old replay of attitudes that continually knock you down and sabotage your goals. My point is that sweat isn't always wet. If you want to become more muscular as a human, more resilient, more curious, less judgmental, lighter in your heart, more able to set intentions and actually help make them happen, the first thing you need to do is to value the discomfort that comes with doing what's needed to push beyond who you've been. I'm here to remind you that you have the power to develop the inner stamina that it takes to finally get control of your inner world. And I can help you. I'm Lauren Groveman, and you're at laurengroveman.com.